I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and thanks for joining me on Dream Job Ready. I'm your host, Dane Sharp, and I've put this quick take episode together to share some insights and advice about the importance of prioritizing a mutually beneficial and two-way relationship when you're at work, building and crafting business partnerships. It's easy to get caught up in what you want and what you need when you're working on a partnership, but we all know the best relationships are built on collaboration and built with understanding, trust, and respect. I talk plenty about business partnerships in this podcast series because it's an element that remains very important to my career and it's something that I really care about. I've grabbed some audio from my interviews with marketing experts Blondine Jean-Paul and Neil Ridgway from episodes number 24 and number 2 respectively, and I think they really emphasize the importance of working collectively with your desired partner to get the best outcome for your business and for theirs. In this first grab, I ask Blondine what she thinks is most important when creating a partnership.
The first thing is listening. I mean, it is listen, 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 then collaborate, right? So where I think that success is born is from that opportunity to understand, one, your internal stakeholders, what do they need, right? So did you listen to them and understand what they need? Did your external stakeholders that you want to bring to the partnership, have you listened to them and understood what their needs are? And then sitting back and taking the time to figure out where are the cross-sections where you can find unity to deliver on your internal stakeholders' needs and your external to build a plan. There are going to be outliers. There are going to be always going to be a challenge in those negotiations. I negotiate quite a bit in my career, and I lean in on where I find the commonalities first, and then that solidifies any partnership. Once you get common ground, everybody loves you, right? And then when you get common ground on those first 5 points, there's about 3 things over here that aren't going to work for anybody. So then we can tackle those. And it's easier to start from the vantage point of where we are together versus where we are apart. And so that's kind of how I look at go after strategic partnerships. I always look for what are the commonalities, where do we work well together? And then sometimes, you know, you'll find out the outliers aren't as important once you get the core of the relationship down based on the mutual need across the table.
Listen, listen, listen. Like that.
Listen, listen, listen. That's it. And I have to fight to listen because I'm always ready to talk. So I have to like hold my breath, like, okay, let me hear. All right, let me write it down. And then I've got back, like, okay, I heard you. Let's go back. So, and it's hard to listen sometimes. And it's one of the things that as you're taking leadership courses, they say it all the time. And sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, listen. You got to listen without thinking about what your response is. You got to just listen to listen, you know. And that's not an easy thing to do, especially when you're a chatterbox like me. I'm ready to like run and talk away, and I have to stop and say, no, Blondine, this is time for you to just listen to what they have to say, understand where they're coming from, and then you can come back to them with a response that's uniform with what they need.
That really is such smart advice and actually provides the perfect segue for me to replay the insights that my ex-Rip Curl boss, Neil Ridgway, shared when he spoke about the importance of his working relationship with world champion surfer Mick Fanning and how that partnership was arguably the most important one of Neil's career because of what it taught him about ways of working. Here's Neil.
If I think back of the things that have meant a lot to me, the relationship I have with Mick Fanning.
Yep.
And the development of his career, and you know, that has been really, that was pretty important career
100%.
Thing for me. It went from someone I didn't really know and someone who didn't really like me, who was young and brash and didn't know who he was or where he was going to be and what he wanted to do, and worked out a way to help him live up to his potential and for him to teach me along the way how to live up to my potential to be better, mm-hmm. and change the way I work and change the way I think about things, like in reverse, basically.
Yeah, right.
Was a really good... You don't get that in your life, in your working life,
yeah.
very often, where you can truly say, you know, we've influenced each other and we've achieved really good things.
Yeah.
And genuinely, he probably would have 3 world titles without us, but maybe not in the way he's done it and how he's developed. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. So the relationship with Mick, one of the defining kind of moments.
Yeah, for sure.
And what was the critical stuff you had to learn along the way in that relationship? You know, because nobody's perfect. We're all learning stuff. Like, what was some of the stuff that smacked you in the face and went, well, I need to get better at that or do that differently or whatever?
I had to learn to see it, like I was talking about negotiations and being fair.
Yeah.
Like, you can go, well, I write the check. You put those board shorts on, mate. I don't care if you don't like them. What do I care? You wear them. We're the sponsor. Don't, you know. I had to learn. Mick was great for me because he rebelled against that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to work out why he was rebelling against it. And it coincided with the fact that he was a special talent on the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew at some point, he knew that he was more valuable and that he had earned the right to say, hey, I'm not a junior. I'm not, you know, I was being in the extreme about, you know, put that on. And,
yeah.
But he earned the right to say, no, well, I don't think we should do it that way. I think we should do it another way.
Yeah.
And so I had to learn to go, take a deep breath, go back to the other side of the table, come back to the table and go, all right, well, what is the best way? And then it's a partnership, and then it works, and then it's fair for everyone, and that his ideas were really good, and you had to work a way to bring them into that framework I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just changed the way that I worked because of that.
Yeah, right.
And I have a much better view of the partnership of what you can achieve with someone because of that. And if he'd have not stood up and said, no, bullshit, I'm not doing that, I would never have had to learn to deal that way.
I was lucky to work with Neil and Mick while I was at Rip Curl, and both of those gentlemen taught me invaluable lessons about how to do business and how to maximize working relationships. And I distinctly remember witnessing some of the learning that Neil's talking about. I do remember on occasions when Mick pushed back on certain designs or certain clothing options. I remember him taking certain positions on logo and branding. And I remember how frustrated Ridgway used to get. But to his credit, I do remember him coming around, seeing the benefits from both sides and making the partnership work. That's all for this Quick Take episode. Thank you for listening. And if it's landed with you, I hope that you'll share it with your friends and wider network. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, and please find us at Dream Job Ready on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Have an awesome week.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.